Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 27, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Loss of melanocortin receptor accessory protein 2 in MELANOCORTIN4. Receptor neurons protect from obesity-associated autonomic and cardiovascular dysfunctions. This study investigated the role of melanocortin receptor accessory protein 2, or MRAP2, in MELANOCORTIN4 receptor, or MC4R, neurons regarding metabolic, autonomic, and cardiovascular functions. Researchers selectively deleted MRAP2 and MC4R neurons, finding that while this caused obesity and impaired glucose homeostasis, it also surprisingly protected against obesity-associated autonomic and cardiovascular dysfunctions. This research identifies MRAP2 in MC4R neurons as a significant regulator, offering a potential therapeutic target to decouple obesity from its cardiovascular complications. Article number 2. Tirzepatide alleviates doxorubicin-induced cardiotoxicity via inhibiting HRD1-mediated NRF2 ubiquitination. This study investigated how tirzepatide, a gastric inhibitory polypeptide/glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonist, mitigates doxorubicin-induced cardiotoxicity, a major limitation in cancer therapy. Researchers discovered that tirzepatide effectively alleviates cardiotoxicity by inhibiting HRD1-mediated nuclear factor erythroid, 2-related factor 2, or NRF2, ubiquitination, providing a crucial mechanistic understanding. This finding establishes tirzepatide as a promising pharmacological candidate to prevent or treat life-threatening cardiac damage from doxorubicin. Article number 3. Insights into early adoption and physician learning curve of pulsed field ablation in the United States. This study, the DISRUPTAF registry, described the early adoption and physician learning curve of pulsed field ablation, or PFA, for atrial fibrillation in the United States. It prospectively evaluated acute procedural efficiency, safety outcomes, and clinical workflow patterns for both paroxysmal and non-paroxysmal atrial fibrillation cases. This research provides essential real-world data on the initial U.S. experience with PFA, establishing baselines for its application, and informing future training and optimization strategies. Article number 4. Impact of pullback pressure gradient on clinical outcomes after percutaneous coronary interventions. This post-hoc analysis of the PPG Global Study aimed to evaluate the prognostic performance of the pullback pressure gradient, or PPG, model for predicting post-percutaneous coronary intervention, or PCI, fractional flow reserve, or FFR. Researchers investigated whether predicted physiological outcomes following PCI influence clinical outcomes. This study established PPG as a valuable physiological metric that differentiates focal from diffuse coronary artery disease and improves prediction of post-PCI. FFR, offering a potential tool to optimize intervention strategies. Article number 5. 5-year clinical outcomes and durability of a self-expanding transcatheter heart valve with intra-annular leaflets. This study aimed to describe the 5-year clinical outcomes and durability of the Portico self-expanding transcatheter heart valve with intra-annular leaflets. Researchers harmonized patient-level data from 3 prospective studies, utilizing centralized echocardiographic analysis and independent clinical events committee adjudication. This comprehensive analysis successfully provided critical longer-term durability data, offering essential evidence on the portico valve's sustained safety and effectiveness to inform clinical decisions for transcatheter aortic valve replacement. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.